Kevin Harlan here. Tonight at 5:30 Eastern, the NBA on Prime Crew is back as the Emirates NBA action heats up from Vegas for a thrilling semifinals doubleheader. Then on Tuesday night, December 16th at 8:30 Eastern, the last two teams standing will square off in the championship game for a shot at the cup, bragging rights, and a place in NBA history. And Prime is your exclusive home for it all. Not a Prime member? Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details. Don't miss the thrilling conclusion of the Emirates NBA Cup live from Las Vegas, starting with the semifinals tonight, only on Prime.
Einsteigen, aufdrehen, losfahren. Mit dem neuen Volkswagen T-Roc bist du bereit für den großen Auftritt. Selbstbewusst und voller Power. Du steigst ein? Keine Kompromisse. Nur du und der Moment. Alles passt. Dein Sound, dein Drive, dein T-Roc. Rockt. Der neue T-Roc.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Barbara Streisand complained to Tim Cook because Siri mispronounced her name. Barbara told NPR that Siri has been saying Streisand with a Z sound, not the correct pronunciation, which is Streisand with an S sound.
Yep, this seems like something she'd get upset about.
Yeah, of course.
After reaching out to Apple CEO Tim Cook, Streisand said Cook, quote, delightfully agreed to have Siri change the pronunciation of my name finally, with the next update on September 30th.
We actually have Siri saying...
Streisand.
This the one in red? Okay, this is Siri saying Barbara Streisand, which is how it is now. Okay, here we go.
Barbara Streisand.
Okay.
But, I really
you know,
can't
that's
tell
how
any,
I say it, actually.
That's how I say it.
I
Barbara
really
Streisand.
I can't tell any difference.
As it, she says it's sand, like
right,
on a beach.
Sand.
Sure.
Right.
Not she
zand.
Says it's sand, not zand.
And
like
so if I'm hearing the story, so she actually called Tim Cook, got
correct.
Through to him, and
correct.
They're going to change it the next time they do an update.
Yes.
Who has
September
Tim Cook's 30. Number?
Barbara Streisand, apparently.
Sure. So when the system gets updated, is there something going to happen that we all suffer and it's Barbara's fault?
I don't know, but we can look forward to an update on that 30th of September.
Now,
this stinks.
Dean talked to Siri to try to fix the issue. And,
yes.
Let's give this a listen.
Hello, Siri.
How may I help you?
Please say Barbara Streisand.
Okay, Barbara Streisand.
Okay, the last syllable should be pronounced with an S, not a Z.
Barbara Streisand.
Correct. Ms. Streisand actually called Tim Cook to make sure that gets fixed.
Wow, I can't believe the nerve that bitch has.
Anyway, in the future, please pronounce the S sound in her name correctly.
Okay, here's how I'll say it from now on. Barbara f***ing Streisand, the washed up husband bitch.
You nailed that S. Nice job.
You nailed that ass.
That was really good.
Yeah. That was solid.
You know, the lady who does the voice of Siri is one of my Twitter followers.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You might want to send her that.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure
she would. I believe
that
would be
that.
Slander. Wow.
I met a girl named Siri.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like a 22-year-old woman.
Isn't that...
was her actual name.
Isn't really? That Tom Cruise's? One
yes,
of his
it is Tom Cruise's daughter. He hasn't seen in 3 years? Yeah, let's bring
he
her.
He hasn't seen his daughter in 3 years?
No.
I don't follow Mr. Cruise. I have no idea what he
apparently
does.
Apparently not.
Oh, sounds like a tabloid headline to me.
I don't believe it's a tabloid headline. I think, the Scientology
Siri is
people.
Also a new porn star name. That's,
really?
Yeah, she's known for her natural bosom.
He's like porn Google next to me.
You are like porn Google. You've really stepped into Bob's little world quite quickly.
Now, what happens if you're reading a Playboy and there's a cologne ad in there? Is that just if you throw the whole thing away?
So again, it's Streisand with an S.
Yes,
Streisand.
But the fact that she got through to Tim Cook and was bragging about it is pretty amazing.
I think pretty much everyone's going to take Barbara Streisand's call, right?
I guess. Can you stop a porn star from using your name? Like, you know, there's like a porn star named like Wesley Pipes.
I think there's right, one named right. Christy Lee.
Like, could
isn't
you
there?
Stop a porn star
there's
from
lots
using
of them
your...
named Christy
if
Lee.
It's, yeah.
If it's a parody, no, not really. Yeah.
No.
I mean, no, yeah, you're fair game.
I think there are quite a few. I think there are a couple porn stars named Christy.
There's a porn star named lots. Cindy Crawford, but it's her real, it's her actual name, and so she's...
I live directly next door to a porn star in L.A., like right next door.
Who is it?
I'll tell you. I don't know if I can say her name on the air, but she gets like I take pictures on my Instagram. She gets like her fans, she has hundreds of thousands of fans, and they send her like flat screen TVs, and like she just like
Are you
every
kidding?
Day every she gave my one of my good friends a flat screen because she's like I just get some she gets like three TVs a week, like they have these gifting
right
gifting yep. registries
yep. Yep. on Amazon
and,
like, and stuff.
Yeah, and they just send what? I mean she signs
up for registries,
yeah, yes, it does, they don't they don't know her address, so they're like yeah. instead of giving her money these guys just send her like I've probably seen
I have a friend
more
like
than
that.
15 TVs in front of her front door.
Oh my God.
Yes.
Wow. Well, when we come back,
what am I doing wrong?
Get an update.
Yes. You could have this, Christy. This could all be yours.
Yes.
The girls don't want to see mommy, though.
Oh, no, I don't mean that. I mean the
okay,
gift
sorry.
Part.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
This is the show where we bring you in-depth interviews with U.S. soccer stars.
This time,
Sam Coffey.
The World Cup is in 2 years. Is it time yet? Like, can we get back into camp?
Tim Ream.
We're going to continue to show other countries we're not going to be pushed around.
And Jedi Robinson.
Every time you come back and you put the jersey on, it means more and more each time.
So we'll be back here with all the best stories.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast.
We've got a lot to talk about.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.